www.bbc.co.uk/radio1. One full-on New Year's Eve.
Hi, I'm Chris Moyles. Join me New Year's Eve as we come live from the Travel Street Social Working Man's Club in Leeds with special guest stars, the Tweenies.
Here we go.
Yeah.
And then from 9 p.m, join me, Comedy Dave, live from the Paradiso Club in Kettering with special guests Eddie Stobart and Amma Zulu.
One station. One full-on New Year's
It's 6 days to go until Christmas. And now, live from London, it's the Chris Moyles Show. Coming up today, Denise Van Outen will be bringing us some sage and onion paxo in our unnecessary innuendo feature, Stuffing with Denise.
Bad to the bone. Bad.
But now, please welcome a man who hasn't had any stuffing for a year. It's Chris Moyles. And happy Kwanzaa to you.
Thank you.
And happy Kwanzaa to you.
BBC would like to announce that the next scene is not considered suitable for family viewing.
Chris Moyles, Comedy Dave, Melinda, and, Will, the real dream team.
It's very useful indeed, having arms as long as...
Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
Ho, 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 ho! Oh, it's... Hey, I'm feeling Christmassy now.
Are you?
Yeah, I really am. Are you?
No.
Very. Who says no?
No.
Dave?
No.
Why not?
I just don't this year.
You're a miserable humbug. Studio 1. Well, we're in Studio 1.
Yeah.
All right. Next door is Studio 2. Through the glass is Studio 3.
Yeah.
Can you see Studio 3 through the glass from where you are?
Yes, I can, yeah.
What's in there?
Just the usual stuff, plus some tinsel.
Tinsel, very nice. Can you see Studio 2 from where you are?
Yeah, let me have a look through there.
All right.
It's empty at the moment, except for...
There's someone doing a Christmas pre-record.
Oh, is there? Sorry, for
didn't see them.
Beautiful, beautiful Christmas tree, decorated lights, there's tinsel, there's balloons, there's streamers.
Okay, and Studio 1 where we are, how much tinsel and decorations are there in here?
Are you sitting... No.
None.
There's a toilet right there.
There's none at all.
Somebody's written a Merry Christmas message on the wall back there.
No, that's the word... That's a different word beginning with C.
Right.
That's not the word you're thinking of, by the way, Mrs. Anyway, Merry Christmas to you.
And happy Kwanzaa to you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Would you like to say Merry Christmas to anyone?
Merry Christmas, everybody.
And happy Kwanzaa to you.
There you go. Mel...
Yep, Merry Christmas to
and happy
one
Kwanzaa to you.
Will?
Happy Christmas, Mum.
And happy Kwanzaa to you.
Deep voice, isn't she, Mum?
Oh, dear. So then, what should we do today?
Don't know. What's prepared?
The opener?
Is that it?
Yeah. The opening, it's Tuesday afternoon.
So we've now got, what, an hour and a half to fill?
We always talk about your shirt.
I'm wearing my Hawaiian shirt today because I'm running out of shirts because it's coming up to Christmas, and, of course, Christmas wouldn't be Christmas unless, of course, I went back to Leeds with a big black bin liner of washing from my mum.
And happy Kwanzaa to you.
Thank you very much. Front page of the Sun today and the Daily Star is the fact that Madonna has arrived in Scotland, greeted by Callum Spud Fraser, playing the bagpipes to the tune of Like a Virgin.
Hooray.
Brilliant. That would make me get back on the plane and go back to America, I must admit. Actually, it's very funny. Bagpiper plays Like a Virgin for Bride Madonna. Surely that's fraud, do you know what I mean? Talk about a white wedding dress, this is going to be black.
But did you hear his justification for picking that song was the fact that because she wore a wedding dress in that video, so he thought it was topical.
Topical, wasn't that 1984?
Well, yeah, I know, but because it's the wedding and all that.
Anyway, Merry Christmas, Madonna.
And happy Kwanzaa to you.
Well, thank you very much. Do you know, I don't know what to do today on today's show. I just don't know what to do today. To be quite honest, this show is getting in the way of my Christmas shopping. By the way, any loved ones listening to the show, I haven't done any Christmas shopping yet, so don't be expecting anything nice on Christmas Day. It'll be a surprise.
Big surprise.
Yeah, because you won't have anything. I've been going around my my flat this morning looking at stuff that I have that I don't want anymore, that I could give away to friends as presents.
CDs and stuff.
Well, yeah, CDs, videos. I've got a Buzz Lightyear doll. I know it's kind of a couple of years too late. I've got a Womble Teddy. Mm. And some tinsel.
Why don't you just get your ass out of bed and go shopping?
Well, you and I were supposed to go shopping together, and then you went shopping today and didn't bother ringing me.
No, no, because I thought you'd probably be asleep.
No. I was up this morning. Guess what time I was up this morning? 6:15.
Wet the bed.
That's only because your girlfriend has to get up that early.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, some miserable bar humbug git rang up the box office where my girlfriend's doing panto and went, yesterday, did I say the panto was good or bad?
Good.
Right. And this guy rings up and goes, despite what that idiot on Radio 1 says, I want to book some tickets. Shut your face, you moron. I gave it a great little plug yesterday and lots of other pantos, and we got more pantos to plug today. So that miserable sod, whoever that was, shove Christmas up your ass, and I hope that the box office give him some really bad tickets, like behind a pillar or something.
Yeah, restricted view.
Yeah, so he can't see anything. I'll restrict his view. I'll smack him in his face. Merry Christmas. You know what I mean? In the papers today, Billy says, I still love Richie. She says, Chris Evans is great, but I'll stay with my boyfriend, despite the fact he bought me a £110,000 Ferrari.
That makes him great.
Now, the thing is, right, depending on who you want to side with, right, and Richie and I don't really know Richie that well. I've met him a few times, but obviously, you know, he's not allowed to be my friend because Jay from Five doesn't like me.
And he's the leader of the hard bunch.
He's the leader of the pack. However, you'd be a little bit miffed if you were, like, Billy's boyfriend and Chris Evans... Imagine Chris Evans buys your girlfriend a £110,000 Ferrari. On the same day, you'd just gone out and bought her some Clinique makeup for Christmas.
Similar price, actually. Well,
yeah, that's true. But you would be feeling like, oh, now what am I going to get her? What am I going to get her? So, I mean, what do you do?
It would make you feel inadequate.
Well, exactly. I don't know. I mean, it's not... If you've got the money, why not? Do you know what I mean?
It's a thought that counts.
If you're a millionaire, what's £110,000 to you? Do you know what I mean? Would you sleep with Chris Evans for a £110,000 Ferrari?
No.
Why not?
I wouldn't. It'd be against my principles.
Mel?
I would.
Would you? I like Good Ferraris. For you. There you go. So, you would sleep with Chris Evans for a Ferrari?
Yep.
Chris, if you're listening, you know, with your notepad out, then, Melinda here, and actually, you're looking for a new job. You could be his bitch.
I want more than a Ferrari.
You could be... January the 2nd?
Send your CV in. I'd like to be your bitch.
January the 2nd, that's your new job. Evans is bitch. There you go.
God damn.
All you got to do is give him a kiss and a cuddle now and again, and he'll buy you stuff.
What, you get jealous, Chris?
Me?
Yeah.
No, because I don't fancy you anymore.
You don't?
Will?
What?
Would you sleep with Chris Evans for a £110,000 Ferrari?
No way.
Would you not?
No way.
Wow.
Would you?
Me? I must admit, I did think about it, but if you're asking me, would I have sex with Chris Evans for a car? No. Because it'd be too much of a pain in the ass. But I'm pleased that we sorted out your new job.
Great.
Hey, you never know, you might phone us up. Hello? That sounds more like Cheggers. But from January the 2nd, you're Chris Evans' new bitch. It's your new job.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. He comes in from work every day and goes, did you hear the show today? And you go, yeah, it was great. I was listening to it whilst driving around in my Ferrari. Good, that one.
You like that?
Yeah, very good.
Award-winning.
Right.
Hey? Award-winning.
I think
comedy.
So. Kylie Minogue, Please Stay. Any word from Chris Evans yet about your new position?
Not yet.
Which position would you like?
Just gimp would be good.
T-boy?
Yeah.
Whatever position is on offer. What car would you settle for then, Mel?
A 550 Medina. They're only £200,000.
Ooh, so what? You're worth more than Billy, is that what you're saying?
A lot more.
Well, at least you can drive.
True.
Do you know what I mean? In the Sun today, in Dominic Moen's Bazaar, a 6 months pregnant radio and DJ Jo Wiley says she had to endure an hour's train journey standing up because not one bloke would give up their seat. That's disgraceful. Did she not get a car in? Oh, everyone a winner. What?
What?
Nothing.
I didn't say anything.
Okay, fair enough. Have you seen the beer goggles thing in
the
Sun?
Yeah.
Do you like that or not?
Well, apparently it's a serious story.
Is it?
Ooh.
Why?
That's what it says if you read on.
Ever wondered what it must be like to feel totally drunk and yet be in no danger of suffering a hangover? Well, now you can, thanks to the latest safety import from America, beer goggles. These special specs give you all the side effects of alcohol without having to touch a drop. They can exactly mimic the sensation of being drunk. But they are not... They are not a new fun item for office parties. They let users experience all the downside of boozing, nausea, headaches, blurred vision, dizziness, and waking up with an ugly bird, to teach learners the dangers of drink driving. That's ludicrous.
Mm.
They should be... Now, these should be a fun thing, do you know what I mean? What they should invent are proper beer goggles, where when you are drunk and you're chatting somebody up, you put them on and you get to see exactly what they look like.
Like, you know, sharp focusing.
Yeah.
Things.
So, in other words, you're in a bar, chatting to a girl or a bloke, whatever. And, you know, like, if you're a girl, right, and you're on your 19th Bacardi Breezer, and you're thinking, he looks all right, he looks all right. Out your bag, get your beer goggles on and go, oh my God, it's Dave Pearce. And then you run out of there as quick as you can.
Safety specs are going to hone in on spots and unnecessary facial hair and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and for the blokes, of course, a pair of beer goggles, right, that show the woman in a true light and how flat-chested she really is. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm sorry, but these are the things that men are interested in.
It's not what's on the inside.
No, exactly. It's what's hanging out of the outside that counts. Because, you know, and let's not beat about the bush.
So to speak.
We know what women are like as well. We know what women look for in a man. And I have none of those qualities.
Who doesn't?
Me.
Oh.
What, are you saying you do?
I think I have most of them.
And, you know, we know that women lie. We know all the lies that women do. Will does especially. You know, Will? You know.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how many times you hear it, Will. You know that, oh, don't worry about it, honey, means, God, you're useless idiot. What did you drink that much for? You know.
I know.
Oh, don't worry, it happens to loads of men. No, it just happens to you, Will. You know. I always think it's quite big. Do you know what I mean?
Thank you.
Yeah, love, that's 12 inches. Well, thank you for that record. Radio. What was that, Will?
I was going to add, no, Chris, most men have to lift up their belly so I can see it.
Shut up. Radio. One full on season. No, I only shouted out Peter because it's a new nickname for you. Radio. One full on season.
Official Christmas Top 40 with Mark Gideon. Who will be number one? Can Westlife do it again this year with What Makes a Man? There's also strong competition from Bob the Builder and Eminem.
Dear mister, I'm too good to call or write my fans. This will be the last package I ever send you.
Hear the Christmas number one first as we count down the UK's only single sales top 40. Exclusive to Radio 1. Christmas Eve from 4.
One love, one station. Radio. One full-on season. Radio
1. Oh, dear, there's been a dreadful key clash.
I'm a hustler, baby.
Not that funny.
Eh?
Not that funny.
Only because Will came up with the last two funny lines that Will's come up with and you have come up with one.
came up with several.
I don't think he did.
Play this record quickly, please.
Okay, then. How quickly do you want me to play this record?
Hey, Rose,
is it news?
All right, then.
Are you listening?
This is Macy Gray.
In the lane.
No. You know, if Macy Gray went up to a kid singing Christmas carols, you'd run a mile, wouldn't they?
Radio 1.
Have you ever met a woman who sounds like a man? I don't know. Maybe it's just me, I'm thinking. Anyway, Winter Wonderland, Macy Gray, Robbie Williams coming up. It's Caroline and Dave with News and Sport at 4.30.
Camelot keeps the lottery for the next 7 years.
In sport, Barnsley part company with Bassett.
Radio 1 Newsbeat.
In the past half hour, the Lottery Commission has decided that Camelot can carry on running the game for the next 7 years. It beat off competition from Richard Branson's People's Lottery. Reporter Francesca Castellitz is outside Camelot's headquarters at Trafalgar Square in London.
They were confident. They said to me earlier, we think we've got it right. We've put together a fantastic bid. We can outdo Richard Branson on several counts, most of all on this promise to give more money to charity.
One of the lottery commissioners has resigned in protest. Sir Richard Branson says he's baffled by the decision and he won't bid again. Other headlines, Kirsty MacColl has died off the coast of Mexico. The singer was apparently hit by a speedboat while she was swimming. Here's Radio 1's entertainment reporter, Bree Smale.
Kirsty's best known for singing on Fairytale of New York with the Pogues. She was married but separated from Steve Lillywhite, who produced U2 and Simple Minds. She appeared on tracks by the Happy Mondays, the Stones and the Smiths, was on the French and Saunders show many times, and was a regular on Later with Jules.
Kent police are holding a woman and two men after a police officer was killed by a hit-and-run driver. Constable John O'Dell was run over when he tried to stop a car speeding down a country lane near Margate. 22,000 new jobs will be created at British aerospace plants across the country, with the news that a new super jumbo is going into production. The A380 will carry up to 550 passengers. The Prime Minister's been at the Dome to thank staff for their hard work. Tony Blair also had a go at the press for constantly criticising the attraction. After Big Brother and Castaway, the latest show in reality TV will let viewers make decisions for the six contestants. Malcolm Alsop is the executive producer of Public Property.
It's about taking six people who feel their kind of lives are in a rut. They're basically turning the big decisions in their lives over to the viewers, whether they should change jobs, whether they should move towns, where they feel that left to their own devices, they're not really going to necessarily make the right decisions.
Well, just a day after Wolves sack Colin Lee, another First Division manager is on the move. Dave Bassett, after 18 months at Barnsley, has left the club by mutual consent. Tykes chairman John Dennis.
No manager's position, sadly, is forever at the football club. And it's disappointing that, you know, after such a good season last year, we're in this situation now.
Coach Eric Winstanley will take over until a new manager is found. Elsewhere, Manchester United defender Jaap Stam should be back in training next week. He's missed the last 3 months with an Achilles injury. Former boxer Michael Watson is in line to receive more than £1 million in compensation after the British Boxing Board of Control lost their appeal today. Promoter Barry Hearn has said the decision could force the board into bankruptcy. Watson's solicitor Michael Tuig believes the money can be found.
We're confident that within the sport of boxing as a whole in Britain, that there is enough money to ensure that Michael receives the compensation he needs and deserves.
I'm David Croft.
The weather, a band of rain running north-south from western Scotland to Cornwall means a wet night for the west of the country. The east will have a few showers and tomorrow mainly dry and sunny except for rain in the far north and west. We'll update the news and the sport at 5 o'clock.
So what were the reasons why Camelot got the lottery against Richard Branson's people?
I haven't read the entire document yet.
You've been getting the news off CFAX again.
No, we have not. But it was all to do with the charity giving. Ah. And they matched it, so they got it.
Well,
plus, a few people win a few millions as well.
I wanted Richard Branson to
did
get
you?
It. Yeah.
Well, he quite wanted it as well, really, didn't
he? Well, I know he did.
That's life, hey?
That's life. Sorry, not Target. What about this this fake email thing about Eminem?
Yeah.
Have you read any papers
yes,
over the last few
I know
days?
Exactly what you're talking about.
What am I talking about
true.
Then? I know it's not true.
Email about Eminem.
That's why I said the word fake before the word email.
Yeah.
But it started off a craze of fake emails.
It has, yeah.
And there's one doing the rounds at the moment about someone who works here.
Really?
Have you not seen that one?
No.
Where's that email
here.
That we got sent? Have you not seen this?
Go on then, tell me.
Multi-award-winning artist Simon Mayo, known by the stage name Father Mayo, had his Radio 1 career killed off while driving a rental car on his way to a contract negotiation meeting. Mayo, who authorities believe was under the influence of a lethal cocktail of senatogen and cod liver oil, was behind the wheel of a Nissan Almera that witnesses say was travelling at a dangerously slow speed. The car suffered slight offside damage, and Mayo was declared ready for passages new by BBC bosses who arrived a short time later. Last night, Parf Daddy was unable to confirm Mayo's departure, but did state that they'd taken his picture down from reception and were using his DJ card as post-it notes. That's awful, isn't it? Simon Mayo.
Tragic.
Simon Mayo crashed his rental car.
Hurts.
No, Avis. For Panto as well.
Start the car.
Oh no, he's not.
Oh yes, he is.
Oh no, he's not.
Oh yes, he is.
I just said he's not, so leave it. Got some Christmas cards to go through.
Have you got lots?
Got a few. Why?
Only had about four or five.
You?
Yeah.
To work?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure they must have got lost in the post or something, my friend.
Hmm.
You know, I'm sure it's nothing personal.
Well, it's busy this time of year, isn't it, with the post?
Yeah. And, by the way, make sure you post those cards early.
Too late.
What?
Is it gone?
Late for early. Second class is gone already.
Then, well, yeah, but...
What about first class?
I'm not poor. First class. When's first class?
Just thinking of poor people like me.
You're not poor.
I am after all the cards I sent.
I'm just thinking about all the hard-working postmen, by the way. Like my dad. That start whistling and smiling about a week before Christmas. Mm. Morning, love. Who are you? I'm your jolly postie. Christmas cards in, yeah?
Go on, then.
Merry Christmas, season's greetings, Happy New Year 2001 to Chris Miles, Comedy Dave, Melinda and producer Will from Radio 1 Listener.
There you go, another one there.
Thank you.
Okay. This one says, warmly wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and it has a picture of a fox on the front. Because, of course, I don't know about you, but when you think of the birth of Jesus Christ, you think of a fox, don't
yeah.
you? Dear Chris Miles, Comedy Dave, producer Will and Melinda from Tom West, number one listener. Happy Christmas.
Thank you, Tom.
Oh, nice, okay. Here's one, which is, see that there?
Yeah.
They're burnt trees and shadows on snow.
Nice.
Yeah, do you like that?
Mm.
Peace on Earth from Paul Turner, our voice man.
Oh,
this
thank
is quite
you,
ironic, because he's never quiet, is he? Here's another good one. See here? Can you read that one out, Dave?
No. Give it here.
Can you read that out?
Oh, right. Do you know what?
Yeah.
We've not been there since the last time they sent us a Christmas card.
I know. And here's one which says, season's greetings. There you go. See that there?
Yeah.
What does it say in the front?
3 a.m.
It's the 3 a.m. girls, right? Jessica, Eve and Polly. And someone's drawn over their faces, right? And it says, season's greetings from Bazaar. This year, our Christmas came 6 months early, as in when 3 a.m. launched on June the 30th, 2000.
Top
very
comedy.
Good. From everybody who works on that. It's good, isn't it?
Thank you very much.
And the nicest card we've got so far is from our friend Grant. And it's lovely, look at that. Do you like that? Isn't that a lovely card?
Nice.
Because it's quite... And it's from W.H. Smith, look at the back.
Nice.
Look at that, there, see? Which means Grant, obviously, you know, couldn't be bothered to get anything expensive made up and just went to the shops to buy them like everybody else. So there you go. So some of our lovely Christmas cards. And which one's your favourite, Dave, out of all of them?
I would say the bizarre one, actually.
Do you like that one?
Yes.
Should we put that on the webcam, then?
Yes, please.
Show everybody? Mm. All right, that's your job to put it on the webcam. If you want to see it, Radio 1 online, www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Madonna is getting married in Scotland, as you probably heard. We'll talk about it next. We are the unknown. Pasty. You right there, Dave?
Yeah.
we're just trying to put the 3 a.m. card. You can't really see him, though, can you?
Do you want me to go? Is that better?
Go on, move it closer.
Yeah, folks, so you've got like 10 seconds.
Closer.
Webcam's going to go off in a second.
Quick.
Can't believe you're getting Will to focus it. Will's blind as a bat.
There you
There you go.
All right, hang on a sec. You ready?
Yeah.
Shh. I'm taking a webcam picture.
Sorry to be quiet. That's probably about right.
Is that it? That should do it.
Yeah.
Thank you. His name, an email we got a couple of weeks ago, which says, Chris, my name's Dan and I live opposite to Darnock.
Come in.
Cathedral, where Madonna is to be married. The other day, she arrived in a 5 Land Rover convoy with bodyguards. The place is swimming with press. It's overwhelmed this wee town. To prove this is true, see the attached picture I've just taken with my digital camera out of my window. Hello, Dan.
Hello.
How are you?
Brilliant, yeah.
Very good. Thank you for coming on. Thank you for being our Madonna spy.
Sure, no problem.
All right, so how old are you?
I'm 16.
16, all right. So you, do you go to school?
Yeah, I'm at school, yeah.
Which one?
Darnock Academy.
Come in.
What academy?
Darnock
Come
Academy.
In.
So, what is Darnock like?
It's a quiet wee town up in the Highlands here.
How long have you lived there?
I've lived here 6 years.
You don't sound very Scottish.
Well, you know, I haven't picked the accent up yet.
Where did you live originally?
Down in Wiltshire.
So you're pleased to be out of that hellhole.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, tell you what. So, how close are you to Darnock Cathedral?
Well, I can see it right now. I'm about 10 metres away from it.
Wow. He did send us a picture. You were true to your word.
Mm-hmm.
Sadly, he did take it at night. So all we got is, like, one street sign and the clock.
But we get the general idea. He is close, though, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right opposite, aren't you?
Yeah, right opposite, yeah.
So you're looking out the window now?
Yep, sure am.
What can you see?
Well, there's a Darnock Cathedral lit up at night, which is really nice.
Lovely.
And there's trees around it, and they've got Christmas lights on.
Oh.
But in this setting, you've got security people setting up crush barriers. Over there, there's a German TV crew. They're filming locals, you know, interviewing them.
Don't mention the war.
over there, there's a couple of large satellite trucks. There's a load of people hanging around there.
So how many times have you seen Madonna?
Once.
Just once?
Yeah.
When she arrived with her 5 Land Rover convoy?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So you've got a great view then?
Totally, yeah.
For the whole thing?
Yeah, I'm hoping to sell my windows to some press.
Yeah, get the press and Pepperami in there.
Mate,
yeah.
Mate, you don't want that, mate.
Nah.
You can be our official Radio 1 correspondent.
Wicked, yeah.
For the wedding.
Cool.
All right. Is there anything that we want him to do?
Tell us about the press, because there's like, Darnock's just carrying on as it already is, but mm-hmm. there's like, the whole place is overrun by press, I understand.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. There's...
Do people care?
No, not really. They're like, you know, they're old-fashioned. They don't care about people like Madonna.
Do they know who Madonna is?
Not most of them, no.
So Guy Ritchie's got no hope. Oh, he's a man who made that scary film. terrible bad language.
Yeah.
I don't like him very much.
That's basically some of it, yeah.
He's a very, very dangerous man. He knows lots of gangsters.
Aye.
Sorry, that's the worst Scottish accent in the world, I know, but, yeah.
Yep.
It's better than my Welsh accent, though.
That's awful.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so, well, listen, keep the digital camera on standby.
Yep.
And anything you get, any interesting shots we would like, we'll have them.
Sure thing, yeah.
Yeah. And what we'll do is we'll put them on the website.
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Yeah, brilliant, yeah.
Sorry, I'm dying here.
You want a picture of Madonna?
A picture of Madonna?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, she's staying in this castle at the moment. She's a bit hard to get to, but, you know, one of my friends lives right next to the castle, so I might head up there later.
Good plan. There you go. Yeah, that's it. And, of course, we'll have, if you're happy with it, we'll have all your pictures first. Then you can flog them.
Right, we'll do, right?
We'll have them for free, because we're the BBC, and
yeah,
you make it what it is.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, we're friends. We are friends, Dan. You and me are buddies.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, okay, so what we'll do is we'll check in with you every day. When is the wedding?
Friday.
Friday.
We'll check in with you tomorrow.
Sure.
Thursday and Friday.
Brilliant.
Yeah?
Yeah, we'll do.
And what we'll do is we'll sort out... I think
the baby's being christened on Thursday.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm hoping to get some good pictures then.
Can't you just sneak into the cathedral, like, and, you know, hide in a pulpit or something until Thursday comes?
Yeah, I could try, yeah. Well, I mean, it's, like, open all the time. It's, like, we're totally trusting everyone around here. Because it's, you know, it's locals, you know.
Are you a religious man yourself?
Not really, no.
Well, from now on, you are.
Okay.
Okay, just lie.
I will.
You know, it's a season of goodwill to all men, so just lie and say that you want to go and pray. And bring your digital camera with you in your pocket.
Yeah.
All right, Dan, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Will do.
Nice one, mate. Bye.
Bye. Radio 1.
station. One full-on New Year's Eve on Radio 1.
Party people!
12 hours. 8 venues. 11 DJs, including Trevor Nelson.
This is Trevor Nelson getting ready for New Year's Eve. I'll be live from the Ministry of Sound in London for Radio 1's R&B New Year's Eve party, kicking off at 10.
Everybody in the house tonight, make some noise!
What's going to happen?
Trevor Nelson, Ministry of Sound, London. One love, one station, one full-on New Year's Eve.
Radio One.
Radio One. One full-on New Year's Eve.
Hi, I'm Chris Moyles. Join me New Year's Eve as I dash from Leeds to Milton Keynes for the special 2000 barbecue.
Here we go.
Yeah.
And then live from 9 p.m. at the Red Line in Droitwich, join me, Comedy Dave, with special guest star Rob McElwee.
One love, one station, one full-on New Year's Eve.
Radio One.
Radio One.
Radio One.
1 year, one love. Music first.
And happy Kwanzaa to you.
So that was the very lovely Dan at in Scotland, who lives opposite Dornoch.
Come in.
Cathedral.
He's our super spy.
But you know what? It wasn't Dan at all. That was his brother Chris.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
How do we get that wrong?
I don't know. It was me. But God bless him, he played along, and every time I went, hello, Dan, he went, hello there. So he's all right, isn't he? And we'll talk to either Dan or Chris tomorrow and find out more information. He's our Madonna wedding spy. Exclusively to Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Right, Destiny's Child coming up. And also, let's find out more people who know stuff about this wedding. Let's find the guy who played the bagpipes.
Okay.
Like a virgin. Here's Carolyn and David with news of sport. It's 5 o'clock.
7 more years for Camelot to run the lottery.
In sport, Barnsley say bye-bye to Bassett.
Radio 1 Newsbeat.
Camelot has fought off its rival and won the licence to run the national lottery for the next 7 years. It reverses an earlier decision that awarded it to Richard Branson's People's Lottery. Camelot say they're absolutely delighted. Sir Richard says he can't understand it.
We're all extremely disappointed, sad and baffled, I suppose, by the decision. Having said that, you know, obviously we congratulate Camelot in a good fight.
Kirsty McCall has died after being hit by a speedboat while she was swimming off the coast of Mexico. The 41-year-old singer sang Fairy Tale of New York with the Pogues and also worked with the Happy Mondays and the Stone Roses. British Aerospace says more than 20,000 jobs will be created when a new super jumbo goes into production. The A380 will carry up to 550 passengers. Most of the jobs will be based in Bristol and North Wales. A British lorry driver is appealing against a fine of more than £500,000 handed down by a French court. David Benny from Bradford had been cleared of drug smuggling, but he was fined for unknowingly having the drugs in his truck. Three people have been arrested over the death of a policeman in a hit-and-run accident in Kent. PC John O'Dell was carrying out speed checks in Margate when he was hit by a car. More on Madonna's wedding. The first of the big-name celebs have arrived in the Scottish Highlands ahead of the ceremony on Friday. Gwyneth Paltrow is rumoured to be a bridesmaid and Stella McCartney is making the dress.
Defeat in the Division 1 playoff final last May and poor form this season has led to Barnsley parting company with their manager Dave Bassett. Following his sending off against Leeds, Southampton's Hassan Kashloul has been charged with misconduct. Manchester United Diab Stam, out since September the 9th, has said he hopes to be back training next week. And former boxer Michael Watson is said to receive around £1 million in compensation after a court of appeal today ruled that the British Boxing Board of Control were liable for injuries he sustained back in 1991. I'm David Croft.
The weather: a band of rain running north-south from western Scotland to Cornwall means a wet night for the west of the country. The east will have a few showers. Tomorrow, mainly dry and sunny except for rain in the far north and the west. Next from us in 45 minutes, more reaction from the winners and the losers in the lottery decision and the teenagers logging off because they say the web is boring. That's on Newsbeat at 5:45.
Well, there is. It is boring. There's only so much nakedness that you can handle. Do you know what I mean?
There are other things than nakedness, I think, apparently, on the web.
Not much, is there? Like, really? Mm. Like what?
Oh, it's Chris Moyles. You can look at him on the web.
Yeah, naked.
That's just too much.
There are naked pictures of me on the web as well.
Oh, my God.
With my breasts out. True. You want to see them, David?
That's plenty of that, thank you.
No.
No? I bet you're cheeky. I bet you do, really.
No, I've eaten today.
Carolyn?
Yes?
That news story you just said, can I just pick up on it? I'm sorry to be picky once again.
Please pick. Pick away.
It was a Madonna getting married story.
Yes.
Can you just read it out again?
Lots of celebs have arrived.
Yeah, that
Gwyneth
one,
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
And Stella McCartney.
Well, no. Have you got the piece of paper that you actually read?
Yes, I have. Okay. I was saying more on Madonna's wedding.
Yeah.
Because you've been talking about it earlier.
Yeah.
The first of the big-name celebs have arrived in the Scottish Highlands.
Now, this is very exciting. The first of the big-name celebs have arrived. And then he said...
Ahead of the ceremony on Friday.
Okay, all right. I'm very excited. So a few of the big-name celebs have arrived.
Who is it?
Right. But this is what Carolyn said. Read it.
Gwyneth Paltrow, who's rumoured to be a bridesmaid, and Stella McCartney is making the dress.
So does that mean they're there?
Yes, it does.
Because you just said that Stella McCartney's making the dress, didn't say she was there.
And technically they're not guests, are they? They're kind of working if she's a bridesmaid.
I never said a guest. I said a celeb.
You can't mess with Carolyn.
She's watertight.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I stand by that copy. It's perfectly 100% correct.
Have you had an invite for the wedding?
No.
I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
I don't believe that, but
go on. No, I have.
It asked for your cousin's wedding in Dublin.
Oh, yeah, that's the one. Yeah, sorry, I completely forgot about that. No, I have, really. Do you want to know the truth?
Go on, then.
Dave and I have got invites. I know we weren't going to say anything, but it's too late now.
And when are you flying up in your private jet, then?
Thursday.
Thursday night.
Mm. In time for the christening?
Yeah. Well, we probably missed the christening,
actually.
Are you
not going to the christening?
No. It's just a close family affair, I believe, that one.
Right.
We've already phoned them and said that we can't make it. You think we're joking as well, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, then we are. We're going. I can tell you what's on the invite and everything.
Go on, then.
Well, I'm not going to do it on the air.
Because they'll all rush up, won't they?
Well, no, because...
I'll do it on the air.
What?
Guy and Madge request the pleasure of the company of Chris Moyles and Radio 1's Comedy Dave.
It just say Radio 1's Comedy Dave, eh? No, it's true. We're not joking.
Well, good. I hope you have a lovely time.
Dave and I went...
Take some pics and show us when you get back.
We used to... Dave and I have known Guy for years. Mm. And years ago, about 1991, we put some money into a kebab shop that he was wanting to buy. And obviously it was a massive success. And one day he's at serving kebabs with his friend Plyos and... No, shut up. And Brad Pitt came in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they all got talking, and from there, you know, the rest was history. So Guy always feels as though he owes us, slightly, and I always say jokingly, hey, if you ever marry, like, a pop star, let us come to the wedding, and which is why we've got the invite to Madonna's wedding.
What a lovely story.
Isn't it? It's a lie! Fooled you, you daft newsreader! Silly trout. She believed that, mate. She's so stupid. It wasn't kebab shop, it was a chippy. Chicane featuring Bryan Adams, Don't Give Up. Destiny's Child, Independent Woman Part 1 before that. This is Radio 1, I'm Chris Moyles. Hello. Nice to see you all.
Nice to be here.
To be here.
Nice.
Lovely. Hello, Simon.
Hello, Christopher.
It's Simon Mayo!
Wow.
I only came in to give you a mince pie. I'm not a feature.
Billy gets a £110,000 Ferrari. I get a mince pie.
Yeah, that's about right.
You're not going to win my love and affection with a mince pie, saucy.
No, do you not think if we had a little canoodle and your shirt hoisted up above the midriff, we can make the front page of the Sun?
I'm sure...
Make the front page of something else.
Hey, make page 1, 2, 3 of the Sun if my stomach's hanging out.
Thank you.
Yeah, hey. Is he there? All right, good, okay then. What are you doing anyway, Simon?
I was just going to offer you a mince pie.
Oh.
Lovely. Get out.
Bring it on.
Did you pay for those mince pies yourself?
I did.
Did
it
you?
Says on the side... six tartlettes aux fruits sec et épices avec raisin sec, cerise, confit et brandy.
Are they French?
No, it's Marks and Spencer's. They sell them in France.
Did you get them in France?
Yeah, I went over to get them on purpose.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Are they luxury ones, Simon?
Ooh, yeah, extra fattening.
Oh, and you know, and look at this. The tinfoil that it comes in looks like them McDonald's ashtrays.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Simon. That's lovely.
I've got a star on mine.
It's a festive star.
Which star is it?
David.
I've got Christopher Biggins on mine.
How appropriate.
Well, because Christopher Biggins is excellent in panto. I've seen him as Toad Hall, and it's a festive thing, so therefore it's appropriate.
And he imagines if you did panto, you would also be excellent and sensational.
Saying I look like Christopher Biggins.
No. You mentioned it. You brought Christopher Biggins up.
I don't want to talk about him. He's not a target. What line? Two. What's his name?
Hello.
Hello, line two.
Hello there. How's it going?
Very well. How are you?
I'm no bad, mate. I'm all right.
So who are you?
I'm Spud the Piper.
Hey! Are you really?
I am really, yes.
Okay. So you were there to play the bagpipes when Madonna landed at the airport.
Correct.
How did you get that gig?
I just went up and seen what I could do, and all the kind officials let me out onto the tarmac, like, you know?
Really?
Aye.
And do you organise the set beforehand?
No, not at all. I hadn't even played like a virgin before in my life, and I just gave it a go yesterday morning for the press, and... Oh, well, some folk liked it, some didn't.
Well, no, I think it was very good. How long have you played the bagpipes for?
Pretty much all my life. I've some 24 years on and off, you know.
How old are you?
34.
34, okay. And what do you do for a living?
That's what I do for a living. I'm a professional bagpiper.
Wow. That's very impressive.
Ah, it's all right, aye.
Are they your own bagpipes?
Oh, aye.
How many sets of bagpipes do you have?
Two.
Two?
Aye.
Okay, are they expensive?
They can't be. One set was handed down through the family, and the other set I bought myself. So, the older they are, the more expensive they are, you know.
Okay, all right, very nice. Right. And the bits of you in the paper today—is that what you normally dress in when you're playing?
That's right, aye, full Highland number one dress, aye.
Very nice.
Aye, cool, eh?
Do you have your bagpipes with you there?
I don't know. I'm in the car just now. Unfortunately, I don't have them with me, you know.
What?
Well, that was kind of the point of the phone call, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, this is kind of like... I mean, he could just be a man putting on a Scottish accent, yeah. Do you know what I mean?
He's just a random Scottish person.
Have you had an invite to the wedding?
Well, we're going up, me and my agent, so myself and Agent Lawson are going up and we're going to see what happens, like, we're hoping so, you know?
Well, I think you'd do a good job, but you'd have to learn some other popular musical hits in the bagpile style. Bagpipe styling.
Yeah, certainly. I'm going to give it a shot the next day, you know. Certainly, I aim to give it a go, you know.
Well, listen, I'd be very, very happy tomorrow to get you back on the air, and then you play us the new songs that you've learned, and we will mark you out of 10, and we could help you by putting that set list together.
You give me a phone tomorrow, my boy, and I'll easy play for you.
Can you, let me think. How old are you again, 34?
Aye.
All right, okay, so what kind of music are you into personally?
Just any kind of stuff. Like, you'd probably laugh, but I'm into a lot of the modern stuff as well, you know? Me being a professional bagpiper, you probably can imagine what kind of stuff I'm into, you know?
Is it kind of easy to do any tune in the bagpipe style?
No, because we've only got a limited number of notes.
Right, can you do any, like, Billy numbers?
No, nah.
Oxide and Neutrino?
Sorry, I wouldn't like to...
Bob the Builder?
I'll give that a shot.
Eminem.
I'll definitely try and learn Bob the Builder for you.
That would be great, actually. All right, well, listen, tomorrow we'll see if you can do Bob the Builder on our show.
Aye, no bother.
All right, thank you very much, Spud.
No, cheers.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Was that him?
I don't know. We'll find out tomorrow, won't we?
Because that could be anybody.
He said his name was Spud.
How do you know that was him?
I got his answer machine at one stage.
Does it have bagpipes on it?
Okay, they do. It's Spud here. Sorry, I can't answer the phone, but I'm currently working.
Are you going to eat that mince pie or not?
Yes, I will eat the mince pie.
Eat it.
I'm saving it.
For?
A long record.
They're good, actually.
Yeah, they're very good.
Luxury.
So 3 bucks of mince pies can send Simon Mayo's house. Yeah, we want some phone calls, people, please, from Scottish spies for Madonna's wedding. 08700 100 100. If you're up there and you live in Dornoch,
come in.
Then 08700 100 100. Call now. We would like to know what is happening in Dornoch.
Come in.
Which celebrities have arrived in Dornoch?
Who's there?
And... where they're staying, and we just want info. We want our spies in Donock.
Come in!
To tell us all about what's happening in Scotland. In Donock.
Come in.
All right, thank you very much.
Radio 1 full-on season.
What's that, little cow? Christmas Day? Breakfast? 8 till 11, all around the tree with Santa Peeler, festive fit of cocks and the best of 2000. Yes, and loads of huge channels. Christmas Day, breakfast on Radio 1. What's that, little cow? Oh, easy.
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Sarah Cox.
A cow's associated with Christmas.
Yeah, she's on Christmas Day. Radio 1. Sorry.
One year, one love. Music first.
Yeah. Do you not know your Bible stories, mate? The chapter 12, the Christmas cow.
I've never read that.
Oh, it's very legendary.
There's a sheep as well in there, I think.
Huh?
A sheep as well.
Christmas cow, mate. Yeah.
Traffic and travel news with Your Guy in the Sky.
Dick Cheese here, Your Guy in the Sky, with all the breaking traffic news for your area. And let's begin out to the west on Westlife Street, where there seem to be all sorts of worries down there. Apparently some building work is taking place on the corner of Westlife Street and Floppy Barnett Avenue, and it's causing a major concern for the locals. Apparently the building work should be completed by this Sunday at 7, but the locals are still extremely nervous and agitated about the situation. I personally would love to see the builders put one over the jumped-up tarts, but hey, we'll just have to wait and see when the building work is completed this Sunday evening. And don't forget, you can find out the result by listening to Mark Goodyear from 4pm, only on 97 to 99 FM, Radio 1. Further into town, around Ginger Nutbush city limits, I can see a large Italian sports car with a huge bow around the top of it, as if it's wrapped up as a present for somebody. And hang on a minute, if I turn on the thermal imaging camera like Alistair Stewart uses, I can just make out someone hiding in the bushes just along from where the car's parked. On this screen in front of me, the thermal imager detects body heat, so the hotter the temperature, the brighter the screen shines. I can see that this man is pretty hot. As if he's in a desperate state. I can see a lot of heat around his groin and palms, and the top of his head appears to be glowing bright orange. I like this Alistair Stewart patronising type of stuff. And don't forget, if you want to find out what the man in the bushes was up to, tune in next week for the concluding part of Police Camera Attraction to a pretty pop star half his age. Let's buy her a 100 grand car when she can't even drive. The world's gone bloody mad. That's your traffic and travel with me, Dick Cheese, Copper in the Chopper, brought to you in association with Robinson's Fruit Preserves, the only time jam you look forward to getting...
Come on, call Dick Cheese, 08700-255-742, 08700-255-742.
Call me now.
And who knows what's going on there, for God's sake. So we had a guy who I called Dan, who was really Chris.
Nice.
Who lives right opposite Donock.
Come in.
Cathedral. And we'll have anybody else who has any information about it. I want to know where Stella McCartney's staying, because I think she's gorgeous.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah. Do you not think?
Not overly, no.
She's very, very pretty, don't you think?
No, not particularly.
Stella McCartney?
Yeah.
Yeah. P-O-A, mate.
Yeah.
P-O-A.
Price on application.
Piece of ass. Oh. You did ask. So, anybody knows anything about this wedding then going on in Donock?
Come in.
Then call us 08700 100 100. Line one, hello.
Hi, my name's Elizabeth Thompson, and I live in, well, near Donock.
Come in. I live in, well, near. Well, what's near? Coventry?
About 5 miles away.
5 miles away.
Fairly near.
Yeah, so you can see loads out your bedroom window then.
Exactly.
And what have you seen so far?
Not much, to be honest. The town is very quiet. People seem pretty unconcerned by the whole thing.
So you're ringing us up to tell us that you live 5 miles away from Donock.
Come in.
And you haven't seen anything.
Yeah, no one has.
Right, well, thank you very much for the call. That was a great call.
Have a nice Christmas.
Hello, Chris. I don't live there and I haven't seen anything. That's basically what you're saying, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, well, thank you very much for calling. The show's a lot better for it. Bye-bye. And if you're living in somewhere in America and you can't see anything either, why don't you give us a ring and tell us absolutely nothing?